Those of you who were here on Sunday, you will know that I promised that we would talk about the shepherds today. No pictures of the shepherds, but some sheep for you on the screen. How many of you have ever worked on Christmas Day? And if you did, where were you working and what were you doing? Come on, shout out some luxury life you'd never had to work at all. No one's worked on Christmas Day? Did they bring you mince pies whilst you were on duty? Okay. Years ago when I was working in Romania, I used to go into the children's home on Christmas Day, and it was great to be with the kids on that special occasion. Some people, I think, they imagine that cooking their own Christmas dinner is working on Christmas Day, and perhaps it is. But then we've got people like firemen and nurses, care workers, security staff, emergency social workers, police and ambulance crews, and staff in the hospitality sector. Lots of people work over Christmas, and our friends, the shepherds, were working over Christmas, that first Christmas. On the night of that first Christmas, they were probably expecting just an ordinary night shift, night duty as normal. Maybe they were planning to get some kip, or maybe they had downloaded a box set, old comedy from the 1980s perhaps, and they were going to watch it on a laptop or a tablet. And of course, I'm sure they had loads of mince pies, and of course, a large tin of Quality Street. They were probably expecting just an ordinary shift, night duty as normal, until an angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And whether they were watching the box set or whether they had dozed off by this point, they had been startled now. And as you can imagine, and the scripture spells it out, they were terrified. I think the old-fashioned Bible used to say they were seen afraid. Do you remember? And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord." But how could they be sure? How would they know that this is true? Well, they were given a sign. This is what the angel said to them. "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Now, you have to understand something here. This was thousands of years before the rise and fall of mother care. But even then, even back in the day, people lived in houses. And there were locations and objects specifically for humans, and there were locations and objects specifically for animals. And this was going to be the sign for the shepherds. They would find a human baby lying in an object designed for animals. And here is the mystery. Here is the wonder. Here is the miracle. Living God has become a human being and is lying in an object designed for animals. You know what I'm talking about. We have the romantic word for it, manger. But of course, it's actually a... Yeah? You know what they say with animals, it goes in one end and out the other end, and animals aren't so concerned about which bit goes where. And, you know, those animal troughs were not particularly very clean, were not particularly very fresh, and they probably didn't look like the ones on your Christmas cards. And one other thing you might not have realized, they probably weren't the exact length of a baby. Think about it, yeah? Have you noticed on the Christmas cards, they're always just about an inch longer at one end and the other end, so the baby fits in nicely. No, this was a feeding trough, and it was an improvisation because God came to earth as a human baby, and he was placed in an object designed for animals. And now, to add authenticity to the angel's message, or simply to worship living God, the angel pressed a button and a video clip appeared, like we had on a few weeks ago. And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And in this short refrain, there is something for living God, and there is something for us human beings too. Did you notice the two aspects of this refrain? Glory to God in the highest heaven, bringing glory and honor to God. And then a message, peace to those on whom his favor rests. On earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Glory be to living God, and peace is available to human beings who will embrace the new thing that living God is doing. Now here's a question for you. How would you have reacted? What would you have done if you had been one of the shepherds? How would you have reacted if you had received that news? What would you have done if you had been one of the shepherds? Would you have gone to Bethlehem? Would you have left the sheep and the box set and the mince pies and the quality streets? When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds, they said to one another, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried off, and they found Mary, and they found Joseph, and they found the baby who was lying in the manger, the animal trough, the object made for animals. And their lives were transformed, and they became ambassadors, telling everyone they met about living God, who had become a human baby, lying in an object designed for animals. But pause for a moment and ask the question, why would living God do this? Why become a human baby? Why, if you are living God, why be so humble as to be willing to be placed in an object designed for animals? And the answer is because he loves us. Because he loves each one of us. He loves me. He loves you. And because he loves people who are lost, people who need God, people who need a savior. And people are sometimes referred to as lost sheep in the Bible. And when this baby Jesus had grown up and had become the man Jesus, he himself explained to us why he had come. And this is what he said. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them, doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to. The shepherds left their sheep to meet the Savior and the Messiah. And shepherds, they understand shepherd things, and shepherds understand that if they lost one of their sheep, they would leave their 99 sheep and the wealth and the security and the investment that those 99 sheep represented, and they would go after the one sheep that was lost. And here's the thing. At Christmas, when we see Jesus in the manger, living God has left the 99. Living God has become a human being and is lying in an object designed for animals, because he has come to seek and save the lost. And because there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need.